Malachi O'Brien, it's great to have you here on Charisma News. You yesterday had the privilege of being at an event with Christian faith leaders and the president of the United States, or former president, hopefully future president, Donald J. Trump. And there was a moment there that the Holy Spirit told you to record what was happening on stage. Can you tell us what happened before we play this film?
Absolutely. Well, there were 3,000 faith leaders from all across the country that converged together in Atlanta, Georgia for the inaugural National Faith Advisory Board Faith Summit. And I just heard the announcer announce Rabbi Jonathan Kahn to come speak. And so immediately I was standing near the back, actually just near the green room entrance where we was just getting speakers ready and things of that nature. And I immediately turned my phone on, turned the video recorder on and begin recording, because I just knew something's about to be said that needs to be heard and watched by everybody. So I turned it on and turned it towards the front, and I'm glad I did. A powerful video.
Yeah. So let's watch this and then we'll comment.
Mr. President, I speak of the mystery of your life. You were born on June 14th, 1946. From ages past, it was appointed that on that day, a scripture would be recited throughout the world. The scripture that was appointed for the day of your birth spoke of the bringing of God's vessel, a trumpet, into the world. President Trump, you were born into the world to be a trumpet of God, a vessel of the Lord in the hands of God. God called you to walk according to the template. He called you according to the template of Jehu, the warrior king. He called Jehu to make his nation great again. Jehu came to the capital city with an agenda to drain the swamp. Jehu forged an alliance with the religious conservatives of the land, so it was your destiny to do the same. To come to power, Jehu had to prevail against the nation's former first lady. So to come to power, you had to prevail against the nation's former first lady. Jehu overturned the cult of Baal by which children were sacrificed. So God chose you to overturn America's cult of Baal, Roe versus Wade, by which millions of babies were sacrificed. And you set it in motion on a day that was appointed from ancient times to cause a nation to turn away from its sin. There are so many mysteries to your life. But before you were born, God ordained that you would walk into his destiny. And that if he should now bring you to the height of power, it will be for his glory. It will be the last act and maybe America's last chance of redemption. But for that to happen, you must seek him with all your heart. Follow him with all your might. Jehu was born to make his nation great again by turning it back to God. So were you. America can only be great again if America turns back to God. You are a trumpet of God, and the trumpet can only fulfill its purpose if it's filled with the breath of the one who holds it up and blows through it. God is the one who lifted you up, and he wills that you be filled with the breath of his spirit. God is calling you to go all out for God, for him, and if you do, then what follows will be the greatest and most glorious part. Then you will do what no president has ever done. You will be the vessel God used to bring America back, to touch history, and to change the world. For the Lord has spoken. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Now arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory.
Wow. Chills for mm-hmm. sure. So when in this event did this prophetic word happen?
This was not too far before President Trump showed up and actually took the stage for his interview with Pastor Paul DeWitt. And so I believe he was probably on the property. If not, he was coming in. I'm fairly confident he was able to hear and receive this word from Jonathan Kahn. I serve on the National Faith Advisory Board, and him being there, Jonathan Kahn being there, was a gift. But for him to deliver this word, it was different than the other words delivered that day, and they were all good. The room was charged with light and revelation, electricity. There was something different when he spoke, and it was historic.
You know, I just want to bring up, as I was thinking about this or listening to this, I was reminded of all the prophetic words that were happening in 2020. And there was more of the prognosticating, I guess. It's, you know, obviously that didn't happen. A lot of those words fell flat. But God's word, his desire versus what actually happens that the prophets are talking about aren't necessarily the same thing at the same time. But this particular word, I was hearing that Jonathan Cahn was basically calling Donald Trump to really kind of humble himself and really serve his purpose for the Lord, not his own purpose. What was your takeaway from the word itself?
My takeaway was the room felt different. Yeah. And so you could tell something's happening. You could tell even by the reaction of the people in the room. And what I sensed was he was showing the possibility through the prophetic word to President Trump, what could happen. I mean, we already kind of sense the shift of the Lord even now behind President Trump. But what could happen if he did pursue the Lord with all of his heart, with everything within him? What God could do would be something has never been done in our nation if this next step in the journey, the faith journey of President Trump takes place. So I felt like it was more of a showing him the potential of what could be if we really want to make America great. So it was definitely different than the prophetic words given before. This one felt different, was different, and I really do believe there's something on it for President Trump.
I agree. And for those that have been following Jonathan Cahn for a while, I mean, literally, he was talking about the paradigm of with Jehu, and he was talking about the Return of the Gods, or actually the dragon's prophecy too, with some of this stuff. But the thing with him talking about Trump being the trumpet, and even the date of his birth. I mean, these things are all very important, and we need to keep an eye on that, because those appointed feasts and those appointed dates, there is significance to that. You know, you mentioned the feel in the room, Malachi, but what were some of the other people saying that you could hear them talking about that were there as well?
Everybody in the room is excited about the potential of what God can do in our nation. And that room showed us the potential that can be that if Christians unite together with a common burden for the presence of God and the glory of God, anything is possible. And so that room was like a gathering of hungry ones who actually want to see reformation and revival for the return of the King. So other people spoke, and everybody did great, but this was a now word, a different type of word. And I promise you, it left people thinking and charged. And what I can see online is people who weren't there are seeing this and watching this and receiving it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for making sure that you were obedient to the Holy Spirit to record this, because anybody that watches this that is attuned to the Holy Spirit is going to get chills. And really, we should be praying for Donald Trump, that he would take this word from the Lord to heart, and that he would act accordingly and not just as another feel-good word. There was some calls to action that needs to take place in this. Malachi O'Brien, thank you so much for your time here. How can people find you?
Find me on X, at Malachi O'Brien. I'd love to follow them there and hear their response to this video.
All right. Dr. Malachi, thank you so much for joining us today on Charisma News.
Thank you so much, my friend. Blessings.